Welcome to church once again. As we gather together apart, a special welcome if you're with us for the first time. My name is Lynn and I'm the minister at Adelaide West. We've been gathering together online for 21 weeks now, and at every service we've lit a candle as a symbol of our unity together. And it's also a reminder of the presence of Christ with us. And I encourage you to do the same at home or wherever you are, because it connects us and it's a visible symbol of your participation in this service. We'd love to know you there. So if you're watching this live on the Church Online platform, why not say hello in the chat? There's also a chat section and a comment section on YouTube. Change is constant with COVID, and each time there's a change, it requires us to respond in some way, and we're doing that as a church and also individually. If you're feeling change fatigue, you're not alone in that. And I encourage you to connect with others and to share together and to talk about it. And we'd love to pray with you in this. You can click on the prayer button or send your prayer request to prayer@awc.org.au. If you're watching this from Victoria or any of the border communities, or if you work in aged care, you are in our thoughts and prayers with yet more changes this week. We're aware that we haven't been able to do more worship songs as yet. Apologies, we're looking to expand this, but with the in-person services and all the COVID restrictions that go with that, we haven't been able to do more as yet. But we're hoping to do that in the next couple of weeks. We worship together this morning on eagle's wings.
Today's Bible reading is from Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer a word. And so his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, it is, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed at that moment. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
This is quite a reading. Does it leave you wondering? Do you feel any ouch moments? I do. It's one of the most perplexing encounters in the Gospel of Matthew. What do we make of this? You know, when I'm preparing a message, I sometimes wonder why I've chosen a particular passage from the lectionary, particularly when they might be a bit troublesome, and this is one of them. But if we don't hear messages on them, if I and other preachers aren't prepared to tackle them, then where does it leave all of us? So this morning we're looking for the gold in this text. It appears in two Gospels, in both Mark and Matthew. The district of Tyre and Sidon is in Phoenicia near the Great Sea. They're the leading cities there in Phoenicia, about one day's journey from the Sea of Galilee, and interestingly, it would be close to where Beirut is today. The Canaanites were the natives of the land that the Israelites had conquered centuries earlier. Imagine the spectacle of seeing the Canaanite throw herself at the feet of Jesus. To even approach him, she has broken several taboos. She's a Gentile approaching a Jew, Gentiles being people that aren't Jews. A woman approaching a group of men in a gender-separated society. And she's an outsider. In fact, Canaan is an ancient enemy of Israel, so she's more than just an outsider. Canaanites were despised. And yet she offers a traditional Jewish confession, "Son of David," recognizing that Jesus is the rightful ruler of Israel. Jesus ignores the woman, and she keeps shouting, crying out in her crisis. And this also annoys the disciples, so much so that the disciples come to Jesus and ask him to do something, expecting Jesus to send her away. Jesus' first response to the woman is silence. But the woman is unperturbed and kneels before him. "Lord, help me," she cries. And Jesus responds, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." This is the ouch moment. You know, the term dogs wasn't used as a direct label here, but dog was a harsh insult for either gender. Gentiles, which this woman was, sometimes raised dogs as pets to clean up the scraps of food left by the family. They were essentially garbage collectors. She seems too desperate to take offense, and she humbles herself to seize any opportunity for healing of her daughter. With humility, the woman acknowledges her role from this Jew's perspective, Jesus' perspective, in order to secure her daughter's healing. And Jesus remarks on her great faith. Jesus is the Son of Man and the Son of God. So human as well as divine. And being human, I wonder if we can identify with what Jesus is experiencing at the time. He's a long way from home. He's discouraged and weary. He's come from his hometown Nazareth, where friends and family mocked him. He's heard that John the Baptist was beheaded. Then he tried to withdraw from the crowds, but they followed him, and he eventually feeds 5,000 with a few loaves and fishes. Everywhere Jesus goes, people are asking for help, bringing people for healing, and the disciples keep asking questions. So he goes to the border into a foreign country. Perhaps here he'll find some space. But here in this story, a Gentile, a foreigner, and a woman at that, intrudes on Jesus and begs for help. I wonder if we can relate to this. We're surrounded by people who want our money, our time, and our attention. Sometimes we feel there's not enough of us to go around. We need to draw the line somewhere. We have to decide what we can do and what we can't, because we can't feed the world on our own. Sometimes we might get cranky. Sometimes it's all too much. And so we draw the line. We put up the sign, closed for lunch. You know, Jesus is mindful of his ministry and mission to the Jews, and he draws the line, and he reflects his culture of the day. But the Canaanite woman will not stay on her side of the line. She says to him, "Yes, it's true, I am not, but even the dogs." This Canaanite woman gets under his skin. She cries out to him to consider the larger assignment, the larger mission, to include her and her peoples. In some ways, we're in the middle. In Matthew 10, Jesus' ministry is for Israel, and in Matthew 28, Jesus comes for all nations. She says to him, "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Did Jesus learn from the Canaanite woman? Does his divine human nature preclude him from learning from other people? After all, in Luke, we're told early on he grew in wisdom. I don't know, but Jesus does change his response. "Woman, you have great faith." And he heals her daughter. Her little girl is healed. And he broadens his ministry. And as he travels further into Gentile territory, he feeds 4,000 with 7 loaves and a few fish. Clearly, this is ministry to the outsiders. This is an unexpected story. It would have been shocking to the first readers. A Gentile, a woman connecting with Jesus, and then Jesus listening to her. Was Matthew using the story as a literary tool to help the Jewish Christians begin to see the universal nature of the gospel? Was the story included to upset certainties and to intentionally throw people off their game? If the intentions of God can come from a woman and a foreigner at that, that changes what was previously certain. Expect to be surprised as to where and how God will come to you. It might be somewhere unexpected. A friend went to the beach yesterday and sent me this photo. She went to the beach expecting sand and sea and clouds and shells and seaweed. And she was surprised and struck by these purple flowers in the sand. They were unexpected. You know, when we go somewhere expecting to see certain things, it's easy to be struck by those things that are unexpected. Matthew is trying to answer the question in his gospel, who is in and who is out? And Jesus' response seems like rejection. Maybe it was so that the disciples would not miss the point of inclusion, which no doubt would have shocked them, because there's every reason for the woman to be excluded. But this is a new regime in which God's love, God's healing, God's forgiveness, and God's abundant grace is for everyone, and it's unexpected. The woman understands God's grace. She responds to Jesus with humility and boldness, and her daughter is healed. She's unfazed by the treatment. She laid everything she is and everything she has at the feet of Jesus. She believes that a crumb from Jesus will be enough. And she seems to win a theological argument with Jesus. So the disciples learn a lesson about the change in mission that's coming. Perhaps if Jesus had simply healed her daughter first up, the disciples may have missed the point. This unnamed woman gives us a wonderful example of how to approach God with both humility and boldness. A grounded trust in God's grace despite all the human obstacles that stand in the way of relationship. God does things unexpectedly, overturning the taboos that kept the Jews just a cut above all their neighbours. For us, there are no exclusions. God's grace and love is for everyone, for all races, all demographics, from every walk of life. And so we find some gold in this story. We see the humanity in Jesus and his annoyance and his changing his mind and his divinity in the healing. We find great faith in the woman coming boldly to Jesus, believing that even the crumbs would be enough. And we find God in unexpected encounters. And we find good news. The gospel, Jesus is for all, those who are not Jews, the Gentiles, that's us. The good news is for all nations, all peoples. And our response is to have great faith, as we see modeled here, to let go of the old limits, to move into uncharted territory, putting ourselves in the path of strangers, extending our hand. And there are times we need to change our minds, to try new things. That can be scary. It was scary for the historical Jesus to step beyond generations of prejudice and respond to the faith of a woman not known by his culture to have faith. We too need to step over the line of our own limits, our own worldviews, our own prejudices, and even our own likes and wants. Once again, it is going to the other side, and we might find faith in unexpected encounters. Find faith in unexpected encounters. Let's pray together. Loving God, thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you for the gold that we've been able to find in this story. For how your love has no limits. It is there for all of us in all of our circumstances. No matter our background, where we are, what culture or race that we come from. Your love embraces us, is there for us constantly in our lives. And we thank you. Lord Jesus, we're grateful that in our lives, that as we draw near to you, that we can know your forgiveness. For those things that we do that separate us from you, when we work in our own prejudices and worldviews and don't see the wider picture, we confess those things to you now. And we thank you that through your death on the cross, that our sins are forgiven, that your love washes over all our sin. Holy Spirit, give us confidence to step over the line to go to the other side. Help us to look for your work in the encounters of our lives that we have during the week. Help us to be ready to share your love. And help us to look for your work in the world around us. And we do pray, Father God, for the world. We think of those places that are suffering trauma at the moment. And continue to pray for the people of Beirut as they rebuild lives, a city, communities, and livelihoods. We pray for the areas of our world where there is serious flooding at the moment. Also famine and war and oppression and places where humans are not dignified or valued. Lord Jesus, we pray for an end to this pandemic, for a vaccine to be found, and we particularly pray today for the people of Victoria and wherever there are clusters, and for those struggling with changes that are arising once again. We pray for those that are in border communities and also those working in aged care. We continue to pray for our leaders as they need to make difficult decisions and find a way forward. So we pray for all of this COVID-19 situation. And Holy Spirit, as we do each week, we also lift to you the names and faces of the people that we love and know that need your love in their lives at this time, that are going through struggle and tough stuff, that are feeling rejected, lonely, grieving. We lift to you all of those people. And pray for your love to surround them, that they would know your mercy and grace. We also bring to you our offerings as we continue to be generous for the work of your church in our world. So we bring you our monetary gifts, the food that we bring for the community share table, and also our lives, and pray that you would use these gifts and our lives to share your love in the world. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. I see a generation
run our knees, we run our knees. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Show us how to love like God has loved us. Beautiful words. Thank you for being a part of this service today. I hope it's been a blessing to you. I encourage you to reach out and connect with others now or later today. And for connect groups, there'll be some questions that you can discuss from today's service on Facebook, or contact us if you would like a copy. Prayer continues to be available. Ring or email, or if you're watching live, click on the prayer button. As we close today, be inspired by the story of the unnamed woman with great faith. Look for God in the unexpected encounters of your week. Step over the line to the other side. Reach out a hand. Make Christ's love visible in the world. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship and friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you, surround you, and walk with you every day in this coming week. Amen.